Now, you must always remember something. If you're telling jokes on the golf course and none of the golf jokes are working, whatever, you can always go back to the Catholics. Like the time the doctors called to the Vatican. Very serious, very confidential case. The Pope is in great pain. Physician gives him a complete examination, and the next day meets His Holiness to tell him. He said, "Father, let me say this with great respect. Obviously, you're a man that believes in your faith because you've never had sex." He says, "That is true, my son." He says, "But Father, this condition, you see, you've not released the semen which has been backing up all these years in your system. You've obviously not masturbated or had any type of sexual release. And this backup of semen, it's causing great trauma in your system. And if you don't release the semen, you're going to die. It's as simple as that." He said, "Well, I can't have a sex. That's against all the rules." He said, "Yes, but if you don't have sex or release that semen, you're going to die, and that would be suicide, and that's a great sin. So you either have to masturbate or have sex with a woman." He said, "Oh, I don't know." And he said, "Well, listen, Father, this is between you and me and God. You pray about it. You let me know what you want to do. If you want to masturbate, I think you would know how to do that. If you need a woman, I can set it up. Nobody will know." The pontiff thanks him. Next night calls him up. He goes, "Hey, I've made up of my mind. I prayed. I want the woman." Says, "A good decision, Father, because we don't want you passing away or anything like that. And it's much better than masturbating if you're going to get that release. I agree with that. And I can set this up for tomorrow about 9 o'clock. Is that okay?" He says, "That's okay. Just to make sure she's got a bigger tits." So, two older gentlemen are out golfing. One hits his ball in the rough. He goes over to get the ball and is sitting next to a frog. And the frog goes, "Can I talk to you for a second?" And the old man goes, "You're a frog." He says, "Well, not really. Really, I'm a beautiful 18-year-old girl. And a terrible curse has been put on me. But if you kiss me, I will change into a voluptuous, young, gorgeous lady who will have sex with you as a reward for freeing me from the curse." And the old man picks the frog up, walks over to his golf bag, throws the frog in it, and zips it up. Later at the clubhouse, he tells his buddy what happened. So the guy says, "Well, when are you going to kiss the frog?" He said, "Oh, I'm not going to kiss it. At my age, I'd rather have a talking frog." Guy goes to the clubhouse. He says, "Listen, I'm a religious golfer. I keep my head down. I do not lift my head. I need a caddy that can keep his eye on the ball. That's the main deal. Do you have such a caddy?" He says, "I believe we do." And a young man comes out about 15 years old. He says, "Now, kid, listen, I keep my head down. You watch that ball, okay? This is a very serious game with me." He says, "Yes, sir, no problem." They get on the first tee. Guy tees the ball off, looks at the kid, and he goes, "Where's the ball?" And the kid goes, "I don't know. I really, oh, God damn." Goes right back to the, "Listen, God damn it, I don't lift my head. I need a caddy that can watch the ball." The guy says, "Well, I'm very sorry about that. I'm going to get you our very best caddy." And he gets a guy who's about 98 years old out there. He says, "This guy's like 98. He goes, "Yes, he is, but look at his eyesight's excellent." He says, "Come here, old man. Look at that window. How many mountain peaks are there?" He said, "Three, sir." He says, "What's this, the one over to the left? What's on there?" He says, "There's a tree there, sir." He goes, "What's on that far left branch over there?" He goes, "That's a sparrow. That's a sparrow, sir. That's what that is." He says, "God damn, you do have good eyesight. Okay, come on." Guy tees up the ball. He says, "Now remember, keep your eye on the ball." Whacks the ball, and he knows it's a great drive because he can hear that whistle. And then he turns to the old man. He goes, "Did you see where the ball went?" He said, "I sure did, sir." He said, "Where's it at?" He said, "I forgot." There's a rest home. Man, 98 years old in a wheelchair. Number of them sitting around. An old lady with a hospital gown walks over and lifts her dress and goes, "Super pussy!" He said, "I'll take the soup." Older man goes to see a doctor. He's about maybe 78 years old. He said, "Doc, I've just married a woman who's 18 and we'd like to have a baby. What can I do to have us have a baby?" The doctor laughs and he says, "Well, do you have a house? Do you own a house?" And he goes, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do." He says, "Well, I think you ought to take in a boarder." He said, "Well, that's a good idea." And Doc laughs and pats him on the back and goes, "Yeah, I think it is too." About 4 months later, doctor's walking down the street, sees the old man. He goes, "Hey, how you doing?" He said, "I'm doing fine, Doc." He says, "How's your wife?" He says, "She's pregnant." He says, "How's your boarder?" He says, "She's pregnant too." God guy's in the clubhouse having a cocktail. He's talking to a beautiful woman at the bar who says that just last week, which the whole clubhouse knew about, Tiger Woods was there and everybody was talking to her. She says, not only did I talk to Mr. Tiger Woods, we went down to the local motel and had a little fun. He says, oh, really, did you? Well, that's incredible. He says, well, you're a good-looking woman. Who would pass up such a chance? She said, hey, you're bad-looking yourself. Would you like to run down to the motel? He goes, well, that's a pretty good idea. They drive down there, get in that motel. They're in the room, and the heat has just taken over. They're like on top of each other. They're just doing it. They get finished, and he says, man, that was incredible. I'll order some room service. She says, no, let's do it again. So they do it again. They get finished, and he says, man, I think I'll call and maybe order us some drinks. And she goes, no, let's do it again. Okay, they do it again. They get finished. He goes, wow. He goes over to the phone. She said, who are you calling now? He said, Tiger Woods. I want to know what the par is on this hole. Wonderful, beautiful Jewish lady. It's just an incredible mother. Tried to do the right thing by her children. Was shocked one day when her daughter, who's around 18, sits down and goes, Mom, I'm in love with an Arab man. She can't believe this. Oh, daughter, this cannot be. She says, Mama, I haven't made a decision. I'm just going to ask you to meet him. You can't marry him. I'm not going to meet him. She says, Mama, he is so attractive. He is so handsome. Mama, he is such a gentleman. Mama, he is so rich. He's got like $1 trillion. She goes, no. She says, Mom, I'm begging you as a daughter could only beg. Just meet him for lunch. One time and talk to him. The mother says, because you're my daughter, I'm going to meet him and have lunch, but nothing's going to happen. You will not marry this man. He is an Arab. The mother meets the Arab for lunch. He is handsome, breathtakingly handsome, dazzling white teeth. Charm oozes out of him. And yes, he does indeed have quite a bit of money, maybe millions. And the mother is just so taken with him. And she later meets her daughter and says, daughter, let me tell you something. I think there are some things beyond what we know here on earth. And this is one of them. If you truly love this man who is an Arab, you marry this man. And indeed, she goes ahead and marries the Arab. And his family had as much trouble with the marriage as the Jewish family. But they get married. They're a beautiful couple. And the gentleman loves the mother-in-law so much, he takes them with them on their honeymoon, the cruise around the world, and the sweets, and the beautiful dinners, and just everything's wonderful. And after about 3 weeks, the daughter says, Mama, I got to talk to you privately. She said, what about, daughter? She says, Mama, I got to divorce this man. She says, what do you mean, divorce him? This is a wonderful man. I've fallen in love with him. He's good looking. He's rich. He's a wonderful guy. She says, Mom, you don't understand. He wants sex 3 and 4 times a day. The mother says, you are his wife, and that's your wifely duty, and I don't want to hear no more about this. It's a private thing. She says, Mama, you don't understand. He is hung like a horse. He's got a huge cock. No, my daughter. I can't hear this. This is a private thing. She says, Mama, you don't understand. He doesn't want sex like a normal man. He doesn't like it the front way. He likes it the... Oh, she says, I can't listen to this. You are his wife. You must perform your wifely duty. The daughter says, Mama, let me put it to you this way. When we got married, my asshole was the size of a dime. Now it's the size of a silver dollar. The mother says, so for 90 cents, you're going to throw away the best goddamn thing that ever happened in your life.